Well, cast your mind back to around 2018. There was a project underway at Lifecraft in Cambridge, which was run by Grey Adley. He's on the line now because it's kind of raised its head again. Grey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neil.
All right, so tell us what was going on back a couple of years ago at Lifecraft. What were you doing?
Well, there's a project funded by the People's Trust at Lifecraft in Cambridge. That's at the bathhouse. And it was a project to sponsor crafting as a way of improving mental health.
Right, okay. And I'm guessing at the moment that's something a lot of people could do with, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, so you've started this up on your own now. You've got your own community interest group started. Tell us about that.
That's correct. Yeah. Well, at the end of the two-year project at Lifecraft, the people who we were teaching were so disappointed that it's all come to an end that we decided to carry on and do it voluntarily. And this eventually evolved into Craft for Smiles, which we've been going on now since October last year. And we've now we're teaching online, teaching face to face at Lifecraft. And then, unfortunately, when the COVID crisis came along, we had to redevelop, and we now teach online, live online.
Okay. And what sort of crafting are we talking about? It must be, I guess, if you're teaching online, it's got to be something that people can sort of hold stuff up and show you, or how does it work?
Okay, what we do, we provide absolutely all the materials and tools, and we send them out pre-hand.
Right.
And then I teach the class online through Zoom, and we teach everything from card making, box making, quilling, paper flowers, stamping, glitter, colouring, mixed media, 3D construction, all sorts of things. There's over 20 different crafts I can teach.
Wow. And do people need any original level of skill, or is it just something that even complete novices can do?
Absolutely no level of skill whatsoever required. I teach absolutely everything from 101. So we've actually got three levels of classes to teach. The first one is pop-ups, just a two-hour pop-up, which we have some sponsored places available, which start in November the 9th and the 16th, weeks off. Then people can go on to our short courses, which are 5 or 10 week long. There's 5 different types of classes we can teach on that. And if they're really interested, we can go on to the 1 to 2 year long courses, from beginner to advanced crafter.
My goodness. And would that mean that sort of at the end of that, you'd be perhaps doing craft fairs when they come back and things like that? It gets you to that level, would it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We already have an online gallery, Craft for Smiles online gallery and shop, where our existing members already exhibit and sell online to quite a high scale. So,
very good, very good. Now, you mentioned there about some pop-up places on these. Most of the courses are chargeable, but you've got these free pop-up places as well.
That's right. We've received some funding for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough as pop-ups. Starting on the week, the 9th of November and the 16th of November. And people can go online to look at the perspective for that and sign up.
Okay, and what sort of people would qualify for the pop-up spaces?
Absolutely anybody.
Yeah? For the free ones?
Anybody. Sorry, for the Cambridgeshire free. And Peterborough, yeah?
Wow.
Yes, we've received some funding to do 4 pop-ups. So, absolutely, it's still on the first-come, first-served basis, obviously.
Right. And how many people would you normally aim to teach? Is it just down to the number of people who can get on a Zoom?
Yes, right. I normally teach about 8 online. If I was doing face-to-face, I can do up to 15. But 8 is more manageable online.
Right, okay. And how long do you reckon you're going to be able to do this for now? This is now a thing, is it? Because you say previously it was 2 years funded, but this is something that you reckon you'll be able to continue? Because once people get involved, they get into these things, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, I've been crafting for 15 years now and teaching for the last four or five years on. So, yes. So people really do get involved in this. And it really does improve mental health, I found for myself, and also people I teach. People who start up the classes say, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. By the end of a single class, they walk away with a smile on their face and a really nice project that they've completed.
And of course, with Christmas coming up, people are going to be struggling to get to the shops. We don't know quite how any of this is going to work. This is a great time to be starting to do something that you could make a load of stuff for Christmas yourself, couldn't you?
Absolutely, yes. And so we provide all the materials and the tools, and then provide the lessons to improve their skills.
All right, Graham, well, this is lovely. It's great to have something like this going on in these now the weather's turning as well, yeah. Dark and gloomy days. Good luck with it all, mm-hmm. and long may it continue.
Thank you very much indeed.